We're glad you're joining us today. This is Tom and Julie Meekins of Champions for Parents, a ministry that seeks to empower and encourage all parents, especially those raising a child with special needs or any kind of challenges. Our goal is to help you as a parent to be a champion for your child.
Before we start into the practical application of Julie's what Julie has to bring you today, I want to start off with a devotional. We want to start off with God's Word. From Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Jeremiah 32, 17. We do have a great God. He created everything. We can gain comfort that nothing is too hard for Him. I was outside looking at the sunflower that just popped up automatically from our bird feeder. And just the pieces of the sunflowers, just so intricately created.
In times past, I have heard friends describe how wonderful sunflowers are. And we had never had one before. We've been married 38 years. We had never had a sunflower in our yard.
That is correct.
And when this thing popped up, it was such a surprise to us because we did not plant it. The birds planted it. It was a rejected seed, I guess, and it got into the ground. And this thing started growing up. And next to it are corn stalks.
We think there's corn
not, growing
not
next
gonna
to
pull it.
It
up. We'll
but
see.
This sunflower has been the coolest thing to watch, and now I get it. Now I get why people are excited to watch sunflowers and how it kind of leans toward the sun. Is
it
that
does.
The right
it
way
points
I want to
right
say
at
that?
The sunrise.
Right? Yes, and how we can, there's a spiritual thing here. We can lean toward the Father. Lean toward the sun,
yes.
S-O-N, for all that we need. And that's why nothing is too hard.
Nothing
things are
is hard.
Too hard. Life
yes.
is hard, but it's not too hard.
Right. We may be facing a problem, as we were saying, that seems impossible to fix. Others are depending on us. Our children are depending on us. We may be at the end of our creativity to fix whatever problem or situation that comes to us, no matter the circumstance, we can hear that God who created that sunflower say that nothing is too hard for Him.
So today I was reading on Facebook, some friends were, young friends, young moms were writing about how much they hate meal planning. And I remember going through that and how hard it was to try to come up with creative meals every single day that were nutritious for my family. And you just get tired. You're just talking about sometimes it's hard and we get at the end of our creativity to fix it and whatever it is. And for those moms today, it was all about preparing meals.
Absolutely. We trust in a faithful God to bring us through, bring us to the ideas of meal planning and
yes,
all those
and
day-to-day basics. And again, nothing is too hard for Him. Might be hard for us. Nothing is too hard for Him. There are times when our children approach us with something that seems impossible for them. Maybe it's a toy that's broken, or maybe it's a child who comes to us after an argument that he had with a sibling. They come to us because they know that we can fix it, or that we have, as a parent, have an answer. And for the most part, we can. But in a similar way, don't we come to our Heavenly Father, and He wants us to come to Him when we are overwhelmed with life. We come to Him in prayer.
He's got a whole lot more and better answers than we do for our children.
Yes, we come to Him when we have a decision to make that may involve a procedure for our child, a new direction to take, or strength just to get through another day. You may be dealing with autism. You may be dealing with raising 3 boys, and one of them has autism. There's challenges along the way, navigating the school system. Your children may be older, and you're dealing with challenges of older children with special needs.
And maybe there's a, we know of a family where they have chosen to adopt. Their children are biological, their biological children are out of the home, and they've chosen to adopt children that are hard to place. Kids that have been in the foster care system for a long time, and now they have teenagers in their home again. And these are kids that have had a rough life, and yet they're choosing this lifestyle, and they've got so many things, so many decisions they have to make, so many emotions that they need to love on these boys with, and, you know, they come to mind too.
Right. Nothing, again, nothing is too hard for him. Nothing. We go to God, who created the heavens and the earth by his great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for him. Heavenly Father, comfort us and give us your wisdom as we depend on you like our children depend on us. And we thank you for what you will do today and for what you will do tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that devotional. It's good to focus on in our day-to-day and all the little things and all the big things that nothing is too hard for God.
We can go crazy. We can get overwhelmed, but we need to take our thoughts and our concerns to the Lord.
We do. And he gives us ideas. He gives us creative ideas. So here's one for you. One simple tip to a calmer kid. Who doesn't want a calmer kid, right?
Yes.
Sometimes our kids get themselves in a tizzy. Lots of things cause this chaos to well up within them. Things like frustration over homework they do not understand. Siblings who are making them crazy. Maybe they get overwhelmed with simple chores. For us, it seems like it's like breathing, but for them, it's an overwhelming thing. The answer, no, from someone in authority can cause our children to get in a tizzy. Transitions. Oh, don't we all deal with transitions? And trying to navigate an adult world with child understanding. Sometimes we think our children are little adults, and they're really not. They're children. They're trying to process this world, and it's difficult to do sometimes. And a whole lot more. Lots of things put our children into an emotional state. When we, as humans, are super emotional, it's next to impossible to access reasoning and analytical thinking. No matter how much reasoning we attempt with a child in this state, or an adult for that matter, we probably will not get very far. So,
this is the emotional state.
Yes.
When you're all upset, in a tizzy, as you said.
Yes.
In an emotional state.
Yes. So what can we do? Jumping jacks.
Absolutely. Great.
Really?
Idea.
Some people are like jumping jacks.
You want to get physical.
Or, yes, some other physical activity like a dance break or running an obstacle course. We want to give our kids the opportunity to get back into the reasoning side of the brain. You know, we have two sides to our brains. One is that creative emotional side, and the other one is the reasoning analytical side. When either one of them gets out of whack, we need the other side to come down and balance us out, right? And so this is one way that we can bring reasoning back to a very overly emotional brain.
And getting upset and frustrated does not shake them out of being emotional.
No, it really doesn't. Strategic physical activity does that, mm-hmm. and also facilitates other brain work. So when we do these activities, it not only helps us get back into the reasoning and analytical side of our brain and also pull the emotion together with that so that we're balanced, but it also helps in other brain work. I love that. So many times, when helping our children with schoolwork, we could sense the frustration building within them when they just could not catch the concept we were trying to reach and trying to get them to reach. Math problems or figuring out verbs and nouns and creatively putting sentences together can be overwhelming for kids sometimes. Instead of pushing that boulder uphill, we learned to take a break and to go into jumping jack mode. Usually 5 to 10 jumping jacks would do it, sometimes fewer. When our children were overly emotional and could not settle easily, we would often turn on a peppy song and then go into dance break mode. Just one song would usually get them in a better place to reason. Jumping jack mode or dance break mode usually put the kids in a better position to complete the task that we were trying to complete. We have so many memories of very frustrated and sometimes angry children breaking into smiles that often led to laughing out loud after just a few jumping jacks or silly dance moves. Sometimes we would all roll over laughing and have a hard time stopping. The Bible says laughter is good medicine. It truly is. It's so amazing to see the shift that takes place from inattention, confusion, or emotional upset to being able to attend or reason. It's not their fault. We all have times when we just get stuck. They are not being defiant, and often people think they are, when they're super emotional and cannot do what you ask. Stop and think about it. Is this one of those times when your children are looking like they're defiant?
Now, sometimes they are defiant, but there are many times when they aren't.
When they're just having a hard time.
They're struggling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all about the brain and the way it works. When emotions are taking over, they cannot access the reason. They cannot reason. No one can. These two very simple steps put everyone in a better frame of mind time and time again. Now, you can get creative and figure out other physical things that may be helpful to your particular child. I remember one friend who has 8 children and 6 of them are boys. And she homeschooled her children. When her children would get in those states, either in a tizzy or not paying attention or just needed to be physically moving around, she would have them run around their house. So they would go out one door and run around the house and come back in the other door. And that sometimes helped them. Here's some other ideas. Create an obstacle course. Maybe they run some, crawl some, jump some, and swing some. You can probably think of other things that you have at your disposal. Maybe they could hula hoop some. Our Amy loves to hula hoop. Mm-hmm. Or jump rope. You could add those kinds of things. For older kids, how about this one? Have them chop wood for a short period of time. I heard one person give the advice to a mom, have your child clean windows. Cleaning was helpful for getting them back out of that emotional, overwrought kind of state into more reasoning. Swing on the swings. Sometimes our children need that developmental input to move and to grow and to develop. Climbing monkey bars, hopping on one foot, and the hula hoop. Here's the hula hoop in my list. And jumping on a pogo stick.
That's fun.
We have friends also who ride unicycles. And often in the 4th of July parade in their neighborhood, they will...
There's a picture of them doing it today.
Yes, they were. So it's really fun to watch them. But that is an activity that helps them physically. You get the idea. So there you have it. Your simple tip to a calmer kid today.
Okay, thank you. We are Tom and Julie Meekins, and we stand ready to support you in your journey with a child with any kind of challenges. And remember, it's never too late, and there's always hope for your child. We bring you these podcasts through the Ministry of Champions for Parents. We are USA missionaries to parents.
We have a USA ministry.
Yes, you betcha.
And missionaries.
We are USA missionaries to parents, especially those who are raising a special needs child or a child with challenges. Our goal is to help you as a parent to be a champion for your child. We teach online classes and we love to speak in person to parent groups wherever you may meet. We have spoken to parent conferences, mothers of preschoolers, moms next groups, homeschooling groups, ladies brunch groups, Awana leader groups, and the list goes on and on. We also like to talk to church groups about our ministry to see if they would want to join our team and come on board to offer support, encouragement, and empowerment to all parents, especially those who are raising a child with any kind of challenges within their communities and beyond. If you know of any parenting groups who are looking for a speaker, send us an email at championsforparents@gmail.com and let's get the conversation started. And if you want to receive our monthly newsletter, our ministry newsletter, please send us an email at championsforparents, and that's four is the number four between those two words, championsforparents@gmail.com. We would love to connect with you.
We know you already have a heart for giving and are looking for ministries that resonate with you. If you too have a heart for kids who struggle and their families, and you are looking to partner financially with a team who deeply cares, who really has been there, and who is on the cutting edge of providing opportunities for empowerment for these families, get in touch with us at championsforparents@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to the next time. May you have joy in your parenting journey.
Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.